Welcome to Budgeting Bits, a show that will help you create and maintain a budget. I'm your host, Jordan Goulet, and this week we'll be looking at reverse budgeting. The first time I heard the term reverse budgeting, my mind immediately thought the opposite of budgeting for some reason. Thankfully, that's not the case. Reverse budgeting is a method of budgeting. The philosophy behind the method is pay yourself first. You probably have heard of that phrase before, but what does it actually mean? Well, this method of budgeting focuses on your savings first and then your expenses. Essentially, you give yourself money first and pay everyone else last. It helps you guarantee contributions to your savings and investments. So in this episode, we'll be looking at this method more closely, talk about who should use and who should not use it, some easy steps to get you started, and some tips. So let's keep talking about what is reverse budgeting. So unlike traditional budgeting, where you focus on expenses, reverse budgeting focuses on savings first, then expenses. So why is this method effective? Essentially, the more you put towards your savings, the less you will spend on expenses. Traditionally, you would pay your bills and other people first, then use your leftovers for yourself in the form of either savings or investments. However, now let's set aside your savings first, then you'll be more frugal about your money you give to other people because it's now limited. This is even more effective when you automate the process of contributing to your savings accounts and investments. If the money automatically disappears from your account, then you won't be able to spend it, which means you will think much harder about that leftover money you have to give to other people. So you minimize the money you give to others, that being subscriptions, food, entertainment, etc. So, who should use this method? You should try to implement this method if you want to retire young, want to build investments, want to save money more efficiently, want to control their spending with less effort, want to pay more than minimum debt payments. And yes, you can use this method to also get on top of your debt payments. Now, who shouldn't use it? People who overspend too much money and people who have way too much debt. This method doesn't work if your expenses are too high. If you want to use reverse budgeting, make sure you don't have any of these issues. Once you get them under control, then you can start working on reverse budgeting. So here are some easy steps to follow to implement reverse budgeting. So step one, determine your saving goals and investments. First thing you want to do is figure out all your saving goals and investments. You want to also set a date to hit these goals. So for example, you want to save $400,000 in retirement within 25 years. You want to save $10,000 in an emergency fund in a year. You want to invest $200 a month for the next 10 years. You want to save $20,000 for down payment within 3 years. So you can see I added a value as well as an end date. Some goals can also involve paying off debt quicker, such as I want to pay off my $10,000 credit card debt in 15 months. So step two, you want to analyze your spending. Now you want to figure out how much money you usually spend. You want to identify your essential expenses and your non-essential expenses to help figure out what you can reduce to hit your goals. So step three, figure out monthly contributions. So now take all your goals you set in the first step and see how much you need to contribute monthly. Remember, if there's interest involved, make sure you calculate these accurately. There are tons of online calculators, including the ones on the Pocket Budgeters website, that can help you do this. For example, you could say that you want to make $400,000 in 25 years with an interest rate of 7%. How much do you need to contribute monthly to hit that goal? These calculators will help you calculate that. So step four, does your plan make sense? Does your monthly goals and expenses surpass your income? If it does, you need to find a way to lower one or the other. Paying yourself first doesn't mean you can neglect eating, paying your rent, mortgage, paying utilities. If you can find a way to reduce these, that's great. Just make sure that you're not getting into financial debt or bad credit. Step 5, automate the process. This is optional, but highly recommended. Once you got everything figured out, automate the process of taking money out of your account and into your saving accounts and investments. This will help you stay on point with your goal with little effort. And once again, if there's no money in your account to spend, you won't spend it, thus minimizing needless expenses. So those are the steps to help you get started. So now here's some quick tips to help you succeed. So if you're thinking about doing this and you haven't done this before, even managed a budget before, start small if you're interested and increase your goals over time. This will help you understand the method and the flow of things. Now, no matter what, always increase your saving investment goals over time. This will help prevent lifestyle creep. And once again, automate the process so your goals feel like they are set in stone. This will help you keep on track of paying yourself first. And every time you get a raise, a bonus, or any other form of extra income, use the majority of it, if not all of it, towards your savings and investment goals. This will help you increase the money you have over time. So that's it for reverse budgeting. So to sum it up, it's a budgeting method that helps you stay on top of what you spend your money on. You become more conscious of your spending, and then you realize that you only buy things that truly make you happy. It also prevents lifestyle creep and overspending because you can't spend money you don't have. It also helps attain big financial goals and with little financial maintenance if automated. So, if you have any questions about budgeting or about this episode or previous episodes, I would love to answer them on the show. So if you do, just leave a comment wherever you're listening to the podcast, or you can email us at budgetingbits@pocketbudgeter.com. That's budgetingbits@pocketbudgeter.com. The email is also in the description of the episode. Answering questions on the show would be a great way to interact with you guys, so please send them my way. So thanks for listening, and make sure if you like the show, you give us a thumbs up. Every thumbs up we get is highly appreciated. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Pocket Budgeter, and visit pocketbudgeter.com for even more information and tools to help with your budgeting needs. You can also get the Pocket Budgeter mobile app on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. Just search for Pocket Budgeter and it should pop up. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.